AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says his administration, quote, is in serious discussions with Iran to end military operations, but he threatened mass destruction of the country's energy resources unless a deal is reached shortly. The president made the announcement on his Truth Social platform. Meanwhile, Spain announced it closed its airspace to U.S. planes involved in the Iran war. Spain had already said the U.S. could not use jointly operated military bases in the country for operations related to the conflict. Large crowds took to the streets across the U.S. and even Europe on Saturday for No Kings rallies to protest President Trump's actions. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
In Washington, D.C.,
we are here!
Protesters in the nation's capital got an early start in Minnesota. At the state capitol in St. Paul is the national flagship event. Minnesota is where federal agents fatally shot two people who were monitoring the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities in Los Angeles deployed tear gas near a federal detention center and arrested more than 70 people attending a No Kings rally after they failed to disperse. The arrests stood out from what were otherwise mostly peaceful protests. Organizers say there were more than 3,100 events registered in all 50 U.S. states. Major U.S. airports yesterday were still urging travelers to arrive hours early, even after Trump ordered emergency pay for Transportation Security Administration agents to ease long security lines. In other news, actor James Tolkien has died at the age of 94. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. Actor Antonio Banderas joined crowds at Malaga's Palm Sunday processions, marking the official start of Holy Week in Spain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
After singing a hymn inside Malaga's Church of Saint Jean, Antonio Banderas, dressed in a traditional penitence robe, gave the order to set in motion the float on which the bearers carry the Virgin of his brotherhood, tears and favours. Participant Rosalia Prieto says Banderas is just a very simple, down-to-earth person. I haven't seen him, she says, and I don't know if I will, but that's not why I'm here today. The purpose is faith and to accompany the Virgin. Palm Sunday, the first major day of Holy Week, marks Jesus' triumphant entrance into Jerusalem, days before his crucifixion, which Christians commemorate on Good Friday, and his resurrection on Easter Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.